CliffCentral.com.
All right, everybody. It's 12 minutes to 8. It's time to check in with Harassed Mom. CliffCentral.com on a Friday morning. Occasionally, we talk to Harassed Mom Laura. I mean, all moms feel harassed at some point, right? Because it's the hardest job in the world. And I don't mean that in some patronizing way. There's a reason I'm not a parent, because I realize it's way too much responsibility for an irresponsible person like me.
It's too hard, man.
It's too hard, right?
It's too hard.
So when a parent like Laura is basically sitting in her house with her hands over her eyes, just going, and sobbing on those bad days, which happens, I think all of us can feel that we're not alone when the rest of us go through it. All right, so we'll talk to Laura in a second. But if you want to talk to her, perhaps if you want to get into what we're going to discuss with her today, this whole thing, which is so controversial, of breastfeeding in public. You know, a lot of people have, for some bizarre reason, some people have a problem with it. Maybe Laura's for it, maybe she's against it. I don't know yet. We'll speak to her in a second. But whatever your position is, maybe you want to talk about how you feel about breastfeeding in public. Some people really don't like it. Some people think it's absolutely fine. Let's see what Laura thinks. She's on the line. Hello, Harassed Mom Laura.
Morning, guys.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Is it a good Friday, or are the kids driving you crazy?
Well, actually, as your voice came on, the nanny arrives in with everybody. So I just frantically had to chase them all away. But yeah, we good. Yeah, we good.
Chase them away. Where did you, do you chase them into the garden in the cold?
Yeah, they are outside in the window looking in.
All right, now let's talk about this breastfeeding thing. It's for some reason it's very controversial. I suppose it has to do with the fact that a lot of men see breasts as a sexual thing, or they themselves didn't get enough breastfeeding from their own mothers, perhaps not enough love from their mothers and fathers when they were younger. I don't have any problem with this. Should people have a problem with it, Laura?
No, and you know, I breastfed, but I hated every minute of it. But I'm not anti-breastfeeding. So if you want to do it, that's great. But my biggest thing is I don't understand why in 2016 it's still an issue. Why are we still upset about this? We have no issues of Kim Kardashian posting naked pictures everywhere. But the minute that a mom tries to feed her baby, everybody loses their shit and starts asking her to leave restaurants and leave shopping malls. Why? I don't understand what it is that upsets people. Is it the fact that they can see a bit of boob? So why is her boob offending them but Kim Kardashian's is not? I don't get why we still actually even have to, as mothers, justify doing this.
All right, well, first of all, men have no place to talk in this situation. It's got nothing to do with men. Men don't have breasts. Men don't feed their babies by their breasts. It's got nothing to do with men. Men who have a problem with this should go live in an Amish community or go to Afghanistan or some place where women are covered up the whole time, because they clearly can't handle any kind of flesh of a female. So those men are out of the argument, all right? Do we agree on that at least?
Yeah, I suppose, but they are the ones that generally have the biggest issue with it.
Well, then we should ignore them. We should just ignore them. It's like if those men have an opinion about abortion, or they have an opinion about fertility drugs, or any. We should just ignore them. It's none of their business. We don't have to listen to them. They're assholes.
Yeah, but they're the ones that are asking for women to leave a restaurant. I don't get why that's. I don't. Maybe someone can tell us, why does it offend you that a woman breastfeeds her child in a restaurant? If she's covered up, she's doing it in a respectful way to herself and to everybody
else. She's not got both of her tits out with nipple all over the place and, you know, smacking them around and bouncing them up and down. It's none of that. These guys Plus, these guys are complaining that they don't want to see a woman breastfeeding in a restaurant. They probably eat like pigs in any case. They probably have no table manners. So who are they to complain?
And they probably walk around the beach with no shirts on, and then I'm forced to look at that, and I can't complain about that.
You should. In fact, I think we should all start doing it, putting these guys in their place.
But this really needs some more investigation. I'm also trying to understand what is affecting them so badly, because, you know, these men are happy to walk into a strip club and to see boob and appreciate it and love it, and it's great. So what about Is it because it's a mother doing it, and you know there's this regard that they hold a mother in, which is different to a woman that they wanna tear her clothes off and have sex with?
Well, that's it.
It really, like, I need to understand it as well.
But the problem
thing is, if they saw that woman, that same woman who was breastfeeding her baby, if they saw her 5 minutes later without her baby and showing some cleavage, there wouldn't be an issue.
Mm. Laura, I don't know why it surprises men that women are breastfeeding babies. This is how all of us were raised. This is how, for the longest time in human history, before bottles were invented, it was the only way for a baby to make it through infancy. It needs to get its food. Now, why are there still men who are surprised by this? Where have they been for the last 10,000 years?
I don't know why it's still an issue, and I don't know why I have to sit in a restaurant with a woman who's completely showing off her boobs and trying to be sexy, and that's okay. And next to her sitting a mom feeding her baby, and the mom with the baby gets asked to leave. I don't get that. How it's different.
I mean, I'm more offended by some girl who's overweight having muffin tops popping out of her jeans than I am over some woman breastfeeding her child, no matter what her size or age or anything else. But I can't go over and tell her, oh, your muffin tops are putting me off my lunch. Please, you've got to leave this restaurant. Imagine the cheek of someone thinking that they're that important, that they shouldn't be offended by something. F you. Mothers everywhere, whip out your breasts wherever you like, honeys. You do whatever you want. Feed your babies. Raise the next generation. You're probably doing it on your own anyway. Power to you. And all the men who complain about you, send them to me. I'll give them a bag of dicks to suck.
But you know, it's like we moan at the men and we blame the men, but there's women who do it too. I've seen moms who do it too, who are like, you know, you're sitting in a group and one of the moms starts feeding, and you can just see they get all uncomfortable and awkward and like, you know, should you be doing that? Or they like point the mom to the nearest toilet and stuff. So, you know,
it's the most natural thing in the world.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just, I think there's just a preconception around breastfeeding, and that has somehow it's something that's gross or that we shouldn't do, and I don't get it. I mean, I didn't enjoy it. I didn't breastfeed in public because really it's not that easy to do. But if I have huge respect for the moms who can do it and nobody actually even knows that they're doing it, so I don't get why it's an issue.
Look, I think if and where possible, everybody wants to do this in private. I mean, for a woman, you know, it's not easy to whip your breast out in front of potentially some people. It doesn't make you feel comfortable. No woman is doing this out of, you know, a desire to be showing off her body. She's doing it because her kid needs food, full stop. So I think most people will try to do this in private, and it's not like it's an epidemic. I don't see women in restaurants everywhere in South Africa whipping out their breasts and the restaurant charging corkage to the baby. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I was
total overreaction.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people don't do it because of the reaction that they get, and that's also wrong. I mean, you know, I've heard of women who like cram themselves into tiny cubicles to feed their babies. Why? You know, that's also not fair on them, but they're too worried that somebody's going to be offended by what they're doing, that they take their tiny baby and go and sit in a gross toilet somewhere and try and feed them.
Nah.
It's all messed up.
Look, I do have a problem if it's a child older than 3 years old that's being breastfed. Yeah. Then that's a bit creepy.
Yeah, no, I don't know, even two, hey, I don't know. That's just my personal, my two-year-old, I can't imagine having her attached to my body. She's got teeth and she communicates in full sentences. It's just very weird.
Yeah, no. Look, if you're a woman and you decide to do this, that's your decision, it's your business. And if you're so offended as a guy who goes into a restaurant and there's a woman doing that, why do you think your rights or her rights are more important than each other's? Whoever's uncomfortable is the one who must leave. It's that simple. Just get up and go. If you don't like the woman sitting three tables from you, I'm sure there's a table they can move you to where you don't have to look at her. If you're such a pervert that you have to look at her, the problem's not with her, it's with you.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, what are you doing sitting, eating your lunch, checking out the woman next to you anyway? Like, then maybe that's where your problem is, not the woman breastfeeding.
Yeah, well, Vaynant's saying here that he thinks that some of these guys obviously get slightly aroused and then they don't know how to deal with it, and that's why they shun these women.
But then what about the woman sitting there who you don't know, who's dressed very sexy and stuff, does she not turn you on more? Because you said probably the woman who's breastfeeding.
I've had lunches where I'm meant to be paying attention to the guy sitting opposite me because we're having a meeting, but there's a woman behind him that I'm looking at the whole time. I haven't heard a word he said.
Yeah, but exactly. But like, you can probably see more of her than the woman who's got a blanket over her, probably looking extremely uncomfortable, trying to get the baby to latch properly, and that's gonna turn you on. I don't get that either. Like, I don't get it.
You know what? I think we've already come to the answer. These men must be ignored. If women have a problem with it, they must figure it out for themselves. It's not our problem, with other women who are doing this. And if you need to feed your baby, you do whatever makes you comfortable. If it means that you feel comfortable enough to feed in public, go for it. If you don't, then go home.
Agreed.
Everybody just, you know what? Can we all just start being responsible for ourselves and not other people?
Yeah, I mean, imagine if I walked up to someone and I say, I'm offended that you are as ugly as you are. Please leave.
Right.
Because I want to do that a lot.
I'd love to be able to do that, but it's not socially acceptable.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Last Friday, I was in the office here, and a guest came in with their wife, and then the guest was breastfeeding on the couch. And I don't have a problem with breastfeeding, but I didn't know she was breastfeeding. And I went over to say hello and look at the baby, because babies are adorable. And then as I took the corner, I saw the breastfeeding, and I didn't know what to do. I didn't know, do I still say hello? Can we talk? Should I rather move away? But then again, she's doing the breastfeeding in my environment. Like, do I still engage in conversation? It was a lot for me to handle, where I just walked away. And she knew I felt very awkward, and I just walked away.
Well, no. I mean, you know what? You can't help people feeling awkward. That's their business. You felt awkward, your problem.
Yeah, you should have just gone and spoken to her. Nothing about her changed because she had a baby attached to her boob. She was still the same person that she was before you saw that.
It just felt really awkward that I didn't want her to think I was seeing her boob. Like, that's a private thing.
But it was, she covered up. Even if she wasn't. I mean, unless you walked over and put your head in her boob, then it's uncomfortable.
And then you shouldn't have wiped your mouth like that and gone, hello, the way you did. That would have been what set her off. All right. Well, listen, Laura, thank you.
No problem.
Let's see what people think of this. You can always argue and fight with Laura if you want to. She's at harassed mom on Twitter. I mean, if you really think she's talking nonsense or if you completely agree with her, let her know. At harassed mom on Twitter, and you can also, chime in with cliffcentral.com. We'll carry on this discussion as we do all of them. Laura Kim 123 is your actual handle, right?
Yeah.
All right, Laura Kim 123 is the handle, not harassed mom. Okay. And by the way, we also will take your calls this morning on this and anything else that's on your mind. 0861-555-189. Thank you so much, Laura. We'll speak to you soon.
No problem.
All
Bye.
Right, very good. There we are. Would you like to eat in the bathroom? Says Carl DeSantos. Well, then why should we expect babies to? And then Jared sent me a picture, an awesome pic of a woman who has her face covered while breastfeeding in public. And the caption is, they asked me to cover up while breastfeeding in public. Mm-hmm. So she covered her head instead of her breast. All right. You know, also, when are we going to get out of this primate behavior of every time you see naked flesh, you think it's sexual? You know, not every naked person wants to have sex with you. I just wish people could figure out the limits of their authority. Like, you absolutely have authority over yourself. No one's going to argue with you. You decide what to do with your meat. If your meat needs to be in a cold environment or a hot one, or your meat decides to be a part of a certain business or not, or if your meat is being offered up as fun for another slab of meat and you want to rub your meat against each other and make something happen, that's all your business. If you want to put weed or alcohol or anything else into your lump of meat, that's your business, right? You own your meat. But you do not have the right to tell another lump of meat what to do with their meat. Okay? Like, that's where it stops.
It is possibly the most backward thing about you if you cannot control yourself when you see other meat. It makes you so backward, actually.
It totally makes you backward.
Control yourself, honestly.
Just calm down. I mean, like, it's got nothing to do with you. Some woman breastfeeding in public is not doing it for you. She doesn't care about you. If you were there or not, she would still do it and has the right to do it. Stop making the world about you. It isn't. Nobody cares about you if you're the person complaining about this stuff.
You aren't that special.
Right.
Yeah, there we go.
We're back to our slogan. Mr. Farquhar says, breastfeeding and flashing aren't the same thing. Exactly. I'm surprised it has taken men or women who have a problem with this, because there are as many. I'm surprised it's taken us this long, and we still have not come to terms with the fact that babies suck on breasts for sustenance.
And let me tell you, there is nothing sexy about breastfeeding as far as the mothers that I've spoken to have told me. It's painful, it hurts, it's uncomfortable. Like, there's nothing sexy about it.
Done. Thank you. I think this subject is closed for now, right? We'll pick it up at a later stage. Anybody who has a problem with this, argue with Laura on Twitter. Don't talk to me about it. Just talk to her. All right, Flax, what's next on the agenda? We were going to speak to Katlego, my boy. We were going to speak to him at, what, 10 to 9?
Yeah, he's got to go film quick, so we'll speak to him about 10 to 9. We'll play his song at about 9. Right. Should we chat to your driver the other day?
Yeah, absolutely. Is he here, Gareth?
Yes, he's just arrived.
All right. Let me see this guy. So I caught an Uber the other night. I went to a birthday party, and this guy picked me up. And I talked to him, as I always do to the Uber driver, because these people have very interesting stories, and they're all different. Every single Uber driver I've met has a different story. Mm-hmm. Every single Uber driver I've met is trying to make it somehow. They're just trying to get ahead. They're just trying to do something with their lives. And you know what? This is why I love the modern world. It's because even though Uber is not perfect, and the fees aren't necessarily as good as they should be, and there are a lot of things we can complain about with Uber, he's not going to, I'll tell you. I don't think these guys earn what they should for what they do. But it's way better a system than the taxis that we had before. And Gareth picked me up. Obviously, his name is Gareth. So immediately I said to him, I'm so sorry about your name. Because it's a shocking name. And he's a black guy called Gareth, which is even more horrible for him. Because first of all, Afrikaans people call you Gareth. And then black people call you Gareth. And they're not sure whether it's actually your name or not. So I thought, well, listen, there's so much to talk to this guy about. Plus, he's got an interesting story anyway. So welcome to the show this morning, man.
Well, thanks for having me, Gareth. How are you doing?
Yeah, good to have you here. And doesn't he have a radio voice, Mumps? Didn't you?
You know, I dare say it's better than yours, Gareth.
For sure.
Gareth's voice is better than yours, Gareth.
So, okay, let me reveal all. He's my replacement. It'll be the least amount of trauma if I get out and I just leave someone else called Gareth. Most people won't even notice. So that's
really good point.
All right,
there.
So here's the that's the real story. That's the reason he's here, everybody. Okay. So get to meet the new Gareth who's going to look after you every morning. What's up, man?
Nothing much.
You got stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
Were you driving the Uber this morning, or
no,
are you just getting here on the road?
I was just getting here.
Now, how does it work? You pick up some pretty funny people.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
A lot, hey?
Yeah. So tell me about some of these people, because everybody wants to know about what it's like to be an Uber driver.
It's actually quite great during the day and during the week.
Yeah.
You get to meet a lot of different people. Which for me is actually fantastic because I love talking to people and I love meeting people. But the worst part is probably Friday nights and Saturday nights.
Drunk people.
Yeah.
Oh, drunks.
I prefer taking them to the clubs and not taking them back.
Mm-hmm.
Works a whole lot better for me that way. But unfortunately, you don't choose who you pick up. So, yeah.
Who's the worst? And you obviously won't mention names here, and Uber won't hold you responsible for any of this because you're just doing a job.
Yeah.
I want to know who the worst people are you've picked up and who the best people are you've picked up.
Just going on a second. Can I just have demographics? The worst people, worst kind of drunks. Which are the worst drunks before we get into actual people?
The worst drunks are probably...
I'm going to go white female.
I'd say people like Michael Flax. Because people like Michael Flax fall asleep in the car. You have a lot of that, right?
Yeah, you get a lot of... I think the worst about the people that fall asleep is they probably put in the wrong destination.
Oh, God.
And then you drive, you get there to the final destination, you just tap the guy on the shoulder. You need to get out now. The guy's like, it's not where I'm going. And then now you got to try help the person figure out where they're supposed to be going. Because half the time they don't even know where they're going.
You have people throwing up in your car?
Fortunately for me, not.
Yeah.
A couple of friends of mine have. It's probably the worst experience ever.
Because then that counts you out for the night.
For the night, you're done. I only know about two 24-hour car washes. Yeah. And for me, if you're in Sandton, you got to drive a good 10, 15 kilometers to get there. And besides that, I mean, it just messes up the whole night.
Yeah, because now you can't earn.
You can't earn. True. Not to sound racist, but you get a lot of spoiled white kids.
Yeah, go ahead. Be racist. I don't mind. Geez, the one place in the whole country you can. Go ahead.
Those kids can be a nightmare.
Spoiled white kids who... They first of all are drunk already when you pick them up.
True.
Because they've been doing a pre-party.
Yep.
And then they get more drunk and then, oh no, you meet them again later on that night.
That's the story. Hey.
What a fucking nightmare.
I think the perception is that people think that when you pay for that Uber, you sort of like own the car and own the driver.
And then they say to you, oh, I don't want to play my music. Oh, have you got an aux cable? And you have to plug this shit into your...
I actually don't carry one around.
Good.
Because they've broken about five of my aux cables.
They've broken about five of your aux cables. And their music is shocking.
Yeah.
Always terrible.
True.
If you could, you would be listening to Randy Crawford because it would put you in a happy place. But you don't get to choose, right?
Yeah, I don't get to choose, unfortunately.
What else do these assholes do in your cars?
Well, I wouldn't call them... Something that comes to my mind right now is...
I'll say assholes, don't worry.
I remember last year when Justin Bieber was around.
Oh, yeah.
That was a nightmare for me because I never listened to Justin Bieber until he came on radio and apologized for his latest song, Sorry.
Yeah, Sorry.
Yeah, when he apologized, I actually forgave him. I actually listened to some of his songs from his latest album. There.
Yeah.
Not so bad. Not so bad. That's my personal view.
But in the beginning, you didn't like
him. No, not at all. And I had a group of girls, I think about five, and they sang the whole way to the stadium.
Oh, you went to the concert with them?
I had no choice.
You drove them, I get it.
I drove them there. And Jesus. Jeez, God. You have no...
It was high-pitched voices. There was a lot of screaming.
And they were they actually... When the song stops, because I think I was listening to one of the radio stations.
Can't you put headphones on? Would that be rude?
That would be rude, and that could be dangerous. There's a lot of... Well, I'm a good driver, unfortunately. Okay. So there's a lot of horrible driving out there, and I don't want to put anybody in danger. So I can't put headphones on. The high-pitched voices... fantasies of marrying Justin Bieber.
And you had to listen to all this Drake.
I had to. But they're young, sweet kids. They're sweet.
But you also occasionally have interesting scenarios, like you picked up prostitutes.
Yes.
You picked up drug dealers. Yep. Yeah. Tell me about those.
Those are interesting. Thing is, you never know somebody's a drug dealer until you're stuck in a complex for 20 minutes. And the guy's like, yeah, my brother, I'm just dropping off his bag. I'll be back right now. And, the thing is, initially, you're like, okay, cool, I'll wait. And then he goes in there with a big bag, comes back with all the bag. You're like, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. Generally, you expect the guy to be working, but he's making deliveries.
Of course he's working.
Okay, I'm glad I wasn't stopped by the cops along the way.
And the prostitutes?
Those are...
Because I would imagine for them, Uber is perfect.
Perfect, hey, it's the perfect disguise.
It's perfect for the Johns who want the prostitutes because... That way, the car that brings them is not a car that will ever be, it's just an Uber.
Yeah. So and it's never the same car over and over
again. Never the same car.
Yeah.
Right, so they never get into trouble.
Yeah.
But for the girls as well, Uber is safe.
True.
They know where they're going. They know where they've been to. They get charged to their credit card.
Yep.
It's very, very easy.
And now there's
cash.
Cash. Mm. Which, for me, is a bit dangerous.
I think so.
Very dangerous.
I don't know if this is a good thing.
Not just for the drivers, but for the riders as well, because the perception out there is, if you look at it from the point of view that the taxi drivers, the traditional taxi drivers, already think that we make way too much money.
Right. And you have to be careful around taxi drivers.
Exactly. So
because they'll try to kill you.
That's true. And so they would think that we have thousands of rands in the car. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, it could be 100 rand a day. Because not everybody uses cash, by the way.
Yeah.
So we could get mugged, get hijacked, because guys think there's a lot of money in the car, which is not the case. And
well, tell me your story. Let's let everybody in. I mean, where you're from, what you do, all that kind of thing. Because you're not just an Uber driver.
Yeah,
Like, I'm not just the guy who sits here for 3 hours every morning.
I was born in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. My dad got a job here in 2008. He was an electrician, by the way. And, that's how I ended up studying electrical engineering. Not finished.
Why did they call you Gareth?
I don't know. I never asked, by the way. I should have asked. I always thought it was because my dad anticipated globalization and, like, make it easy for my son to fit in the future. Like, let's not make his... Because there's some really difficult names out there. Like, I could imagine if my name was Tam Sangla. And you can say...
He tries.
He tries. Yeah, he does try.
He's not like the others.
Yeah, this is just horrible.
Those others.
Yeah, those others. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I always thought. I never really got to ask my dad. And my mom doesn't know.
Okay.
Because my dad actually, because my name is Gareth, my sister's Chanel.
Chanel?
Yeah.
Jeez, you guys. They went all out with you guys. All right, but you came to South Africa and your dad died, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you and your mom and your sister have been trying to kind of make it work.
Yeah, we make it work.
Only one of you could really finish university.
Yeah.
So your sister's at university.
Yeah, she's doing a final year this year. Her fee is much cheaper than mine, so we all contribute and try to get her through.
And your mom is working like more than one job. You're working more than one job.
Yeah.
Trying to help your sister out so she can get ahead.
Yeah. So yeah, it's for me, I don't know how other families do it, but for me, I mean, it's my sister. End of the day, if I don't do my best to get her through school, who will?
You know? And then once she's through, then maybe she and your mom can help you to do something. Yeah. Yeah. But in the meantime, you're doing this Uber thing. Now, people think you guys earn a lot of money. I mentioned right at the beginning, it's not a lucrative thing. It's really just sustenance.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, you got to take into consideration the cost of fuel. And the running cost as well, a burst tire here and there, shocks, so many things, you know. Car washes.
And your car is yours. Uber aren't going to pay for that.
No. Uber doesn't own a single car, by the way. Some people actually think Uber owns a car.
Yeah.
Owns the cars. They don't. Initially, I would say a year ago, about 90% of the cars were owned by rich people.
Mm-hmm.
And every driver you got picked up in by was driving for somebody else.
Right.
So things have changed now. You've got a lot of companies coming on board and making it easier for drivers to get cars.
And you have a lot of owner drivers.
Owner drivers, right.
Which is obviously the best model.
The best model, but still a ripoff. For instance, I don't know how many kilometers you drive a day or a week, but I would imagine quite a lot. Quite a busy guy.
Sure.
You don't get charged per kilometer. And some companies won't even give you basic mileage. You just, as soon as you get the car, if you drive 100 kilometers, we'll charge you X amount of rands per kilometer above and beyond a standard monthly fee or something like that.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, end of the day, everybody has to make profit. But
what's the best time to be working? You mentioned you don't mind doing it during the week and during the day. That's the best to be, because obviously it gets dangerous at night and it gets crazy on weekends.
Monday mornings are very hectic. I don't know if people over the weekend forget that they got to take the kids to school. And then all of a sudden, around 6:30, it just goes crazy, and there's all the surges. I'm sure you've
surge pricing. That's a bastard.
Yeah.
Now tell me, Gareth, when you
it's a pleasure for me.
What's the longest distance you've been made to drive by one of these clients? I mean, what's the furthest you will drive? Because you can always say, no, I'm not prepared to go that far, right?
Well, you can. I've driven probably from.
I heard Joburg, you once went all the way to Polokwane.
It was on the other side, not really here, but for a moment, I actually asked the client a couple of times, are you sure this is the right address? And like, I don't know the place, but this is the address. And it turns out it was the right address.
How far did you have to go?
I think it was about almost 200 kilometers. Almost 200 kilometers.
And then you have to go back from that.
That's the worst part about long distance. The money's good initially because you think, it's a good trip. I'm going to get paid 800 or 1,000 rand. And then you think about, what about a return trip? So I'm wasting time driving back and I'm wasting my fuel. But, I mean, it comes with the territory. So it's things that Uber drivers know about. And you got to take them, you know. It's the same thing about picking up somebody in Sandton. Someone wants to go around the block. It's probably take you 10 minutes and it's a 25 rand trip. You're like,
waste of time, right?
Yeah.
So. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was in San Francisco and I had to get to Oakland Airport.
Yeah.
And it was in peak time traffic. I sat in this Uber with this guy for 4 hours.
Jeez. How far were you going?
No, it wasn't even that far, but it was across the bay and... Yeah. I had to, and I knew I didn't want to be late for the flight, so I left early, and it was right in the middle of peak hour traffic. So how long is, I mean, because you have to sit and talk, have you ever had people who sit in the back and fart, and that happens, right?
No. I'm sure with other drivers, I'm sure.
What's the right etiquette here? If I get in and it's just me in an Uber, must I get in the front, or do you prefer it if people sit in the back and leave the front seat
for you? I actually prefer people sitting up front. That's my personal preference.
Because you don't want to, sometimes people don't want to feel like a chauffeur.
True.
But you, some people prefer the passenger in the back.
Yeah. It depends as well. I don't mind, I prefer the lady sitting at the back. This is, in fact, now you bring up the whole aux cable thing. So if you sit at the back, then you don't have to trouble me about my aux cable all the time.
Yeah.
It works out quite well.
Yeah.
People sitting up front, well, sometimes people look at you funny. Hey? So they tend to look at the speed you're driving. There's this perception. There's something called Uber speed. I've heard it from a lot
of clients. What's Uber speed?
I don't know. I don't know where guys get it from, but people think that you're not allowed to go over 60. I don't know where the new drivers get it from, and I get a lot of people complaining, please don't drive at Uber speed. I'm like, okay, what's Uber speed? Because I was in this cab the one time, and I was on the highway, and the guy was driving at 60, and I asked him, why are you driving at 60? He's like, no, ma'am, it's Uber speed. I'm like, that doesn't
exist.
Okay,
but you don't have to. You don't have a specific speed.
No. We have to comply to the standard road rules. I mean, if it's the speed limit is 60, you stick to 60. It's 120 on the highway.
So it's like for everyone else.
Yeah, like for everybody else.
All right. If you want to ask Gareth the Uber driver some questions, we'll take your calls now, 0861-555-189, if you want to ask him about what the etiquette is, what the correct way to behave is. Anything about he's not representing Uber here. I just invited him because I took a ride with him the other night. Do you have a lot of attractive girls who come in the car with you?
Very attractive.
Nice, huh?
Ah, you've no idea.
You ever ever think of making a move?
I still want my job, so fortunately not.
Well, you know, there have been horrible reports in other parts of the world
of
women being harassed by Uber drivers. Yep. So you definitely don't want to make a move on any of your female customers.
No, definitely not. I've actually,
that's just women who made it. They hit on the driver. The driver he didn't return the favor, so then they got upset.
Have you ever been hit?
Yes, I have.
He has been hit on. There you
have,
go.
You see?
A few times.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I mean, why not? You're a good-looking guy. You're young. You're doing a job. You know, you're getting ahead.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't they hit on you? What is it, Flex?
How does it work? I've heard rumors of tipping Uber drivers on the app, and then some people just tip with cash. What is the norm?
I've also heard of this one guy said, Gareth, I'm leaving a tip on the app, and that doesn't exist.
You can't do it.
You can't. Yeah. You can't. I've actually...
That's the whole reason you use Uber, so that tips don't become an issue.
Yeah.
Huh? You can't tip on the app?
No.
Then where were those people getting it from?
They're talking shit.
Yeah.
That's all.
You know, people think they know everything in the world.
Yeah.
I mean...
No, you can't tip on the app.
Okay.
You could spend the whole day trying to find a way to tip on the app. It's not going to happen.
Okay. Yeah. So
but
then
people
what
might.
Is
they might give you cash as well.
I do. I get a lot of guys tipping me now and then. I always let them know, which is actually the rule, that, you know, you are paying for your trip. Tipping is not necessary, but...
Do you ever have people saying to you, all right, I'm going to a strip club tonight. My wife can't know. Drop me over here,
yes,
and then say the ride's over,
yes,
and I'll pay you cash for the rest of the ride. You
have
that a lot, right?
Yes, you get
up
a lot
the road
guys.
Here at the Grand, that must happen a lot.
True,
true.
You get a lot of guys cheating as well. You get couples fighting.
Now, I imagine if you're a man or a woman cheating on your spouse, Uber's a fantastic thing.
Yeah.
Perfect, hey?
Yeah.
Because there's no tracing it.
Yeah.
If you're a blesser, you can get your blessee to you and take her
ever
back home.
I've picked up a lot of blessees.
Hi, I want to go to this guy. Michelangelo Santini.
This is how you pick up that this is a blessee. It's always the guy. Most of the time, it's the guy.
He
it's
books the ride.
And you get there, and it's a pretty young girl. And I'm like, okay. Where's Sipo?
Where's
Tom?
Because he books the ride.
Some fat old guy on the app. And you're like, but you look like... But your name is Kanisile.
You pick it up. So,
right.
Has anyone ever tried to have sex in the back of your Uber?
Yes.
Didn't you try that once, Flex?
We're not even going to go down that road.
Yeah,
but what
Flex.
Do you do when you start seeing them getting a bit touchy-feely?
Well, the thing is, I think a lot of Uber drivers don't realize that, end of the day, it's their car. Mm. They're in charge of their car. So you have the right to actually stop. I've actually stopped, before I even answer that, I've actually stopped some guys. I've stopped at a garage and I cancelled the trip and I told them, guys, I'm not going to have this, because the guys were just being unruly in the backseat and jump up and down.
And then do they give you shit when you do that?
Yeah, they do give me shit, but I need to handle it. I need to be professional.
You keep a baseball bat in the boot just in case?
No, I don't. I think I should in the future.
Yeah, I think. Well, I used to keep a sword in my car. That really scares the fuck out of them.
You are a strange human being.
Mubs, who's going to mess with you if you pull out a Game of Thrones-sized sword? No one's going to look for trouble with you.
Okay, you're still strange.
Talking about Game of Thrones, episode 9 was...
was
something else.
What an episode.
I think it was rated 10 out of 10 on IMDb?
I just want to tell anybody who is a Game of Thrones fan and hasn't been watching or fell off the wagon, like Ben kind of lost interest in it.
Yeah.
This episode 9, holy mother of God, and they say that the one that's coming up this Sunday...
It's the
season finale, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, it's the longest episode ever.
Yeah, 69 minutes.
You've already done the research.
Yeah.
And it's...
I'm a big fan.
Beautiful.
Okay, I can't wait.
So, lots happening. It's all going down in Game of Thrones. But do you have people who you can tell they don't want to talk?
Yeah. You get the chatty people and you just get the people that just want to sit there and be like... I don't mind. My priority is to get you from point A to B as safely as possible and as quickly as possible.
Right.
It's always nice if you can have a chat with somebody, you know. But most of the time, you get the people just getting there and they're just quiet and you're like, hi. And they're like, okay.
See, like 9 out of 10 times, I don't want to talk and I feel kind of bad. Not because I'm not a nice person,
True.
If I've had a whole day of talking here, because I often Uber back and forth from work, and I just want to get in the back seat. And then it's like, where do you work? Okay, I work here. What is that? And then it's like half an hour, and you've talked the whole way, and you feel drained.
Well, I don't have that option, because I end up being spoken to, and then I have to kind of talk back. So I can't get away from that. I mean, this guy started talking to me. I couldn't stop. What, am I going to ignore him?
And there's some people, as soon as they get into...
You're so pleasant, you two.
I know. It's great people.
We are the best, yeah.
There's some people, as soon as they get into the car, you know it's going to be a one-star rating from the word go.
Oh, no.
Personally, I don't pick up... I try my best not to pick up people rated below 4.3.
Oh, really? Because
you know this is going to be a problem.
How do I check my rating?
Wait a minute. Oh.
See what I'm rating.
You got a rating.
Yeah, because your driver rated.
What do you rate me on as the customer? If I may ask.
Everything. So
if you're trying to have sex with him while he's driving, Mubs.
then I definitely get a 5, right?
Yeah.
Five.
Or a 1, depending on what you look like.
I just went to go look into the tipping.
Yeah.
So what you can do is you go onto the Uber.com website and you log into your profile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can actually set the gratuity for taxi. So every time you take a trip, you can set it to like 20% tip. So your total, they'll give a 20% tip. Quite nice.
Well, you see, you should know this. We should tell people to set their tip limit up.
But then what happens if the driver was a horrible driver and you really set it? Now you're going to log in again and...
How do I know what my rating is?
I think the driver will be able to tell you. I'm not sure if
you can see. No, I think you got to email them and then you got to email Uber and then they get back to you.
I hope I've got a good rating. I hope mine's not shitty.
Okay, but I still want to know what we are being rated on so that I can keep my rating high.
It's how low cut your top is.
It's the
same thing. What do you rate an Uber driver on?
What kind of person they are.
There we go. That's his view.
Whether they drive nicely or they drive like lunatics and their Coke bottle thick glasses and they can't see in front of them. If they can't see in front of them, I usually have a problem with that.
Yeah. No, but I mean, you see, I understand because in that moment, the driver is doing his job. He's getting me from point A to point B. Yeah. I'm just sitting there. So what am I being rated on?
Well, if you're abusive or you're...
Oh, if you vomit, Muffs.
Yeah.
If you vomit in there.
1 star. Yeah.
Or if you sing Justin Bieber songs for an hour.
So you said
you
try not to pick somebody with a rating of 1.
Hopefully there's no one with a rating of 1. But
preferably anyone below 4, because, I mean, once your rating gets below 4, then it's an indicator.
Murky.
It's an indicator. Okay, this person's probably a problem.
Psychopaths.
Because, by the way, there are a lot of fraudulent activities happening on Uber. Uber's aware of it, and they do let us know, as we'll be aware of the people you pick up. They try and keep us safe as much as possible, you know. So you get guys with fake profiles, guys cloning credit cards. And some people, like you say, could be using it for criminal activity out there. So you got to be careful. At the end of the day, it's... nobody can guarantee my safety. So if I feel like this is not safe for me, I have the right to actually say no and cancel, you know. So, yeah.
So if you as a driver don't feel like picking up someone, that's completely your right.
I mean,
you can avoid a trip, you can cancel it, you're allowed to do all of that.
You're allowed to do all of that, but preferably you go online when you're ready to work. That's how it works.
See,
you don't have fixed working
hours. That time where it says sending request, that's where he's busy deciding, does he want to accept your request?
Yeah.
I like that. All right, here, Roman wants to know, have you ever had problems with metered taxis? If so, what can be done about the violence about Uber drivers?
I have. I've had a client's bags being pulled out of the car, trying to put them in the boot, and he had to walk all the way from Gautrain Station down to Catherine Street with his bags. And this was a long flight, by the way. I think he came all the way from Italy, and he was tired. But he said he was a local guy. He's like, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to be intimidated by these guys. Please don't cancel the trip.
Yeah.
Just go around. I'll tell you where to meet me. And he walked all the way down to Catherine Street, went around the corner, and I picked him up from there. I've heard of guys' windows being smashed, clients being harassed, being pulled out of cars. So, yeah, it does. For me, it's usually around winter where it gets a bit hectic. Generally, that's like strike season in South Africa. Anyway.
Hey, I got a rating of 4.82 stars. Read them and weep.
That's actually quite good.
That's good, right?
That's
I mean, five is the best you can get.
Yeah, five.
I'm at 4.82.
Where'd you go to find
where
out?
Where did you do
read
that?
Read him a weep. You got to go into help.
Yeah.
On Uber, you go into help. You go into account. Right.
Now we're about to rate ourselves.
Yeah, come. I want to see what my buddy's rating is. I'll bet you got a bad rating because I'll bet you've been in there drunk before and like harassed the driver, started massaging his neck from the back seat. Saying, gee, what are you going after this?
You would be surprised at how pleasant I am outside of the studio.
See, I only got 4.7 because I'm not a talker.
There you go. Because he's a miserable son of a bitch. How about you, Mubs?
Hang on. So you let me
help.
Just okay,
then account, then it says see my rating.
No.
I want to see what... let's see if you could beat me. What's yours, Flax? Yours must be bad.
No, I got 4.84.
Oh, you're better than me.
But that's because whenever I leave an Uber, I say, you're going to give me a 5, I'm going to give you a 5.
And you think
that's
he's
a nice way of keeping
it works.
Yeah, all right.
It's incentive.
I like that.
Help, account, and then see my rating.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'd like to know my rating. Let's see what you got here, Mubs.
Yeah.
This is the moment of truth. Wait before you announce it. There it is.
Okay. She's a 5 out of 5, guys.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but she only had 3 trips in her life. And she was topless in all of them.
All right. Well, listen, dude. I mean, you really did a superb job, but you're just a guy trying to get ahead and, you know, trying to make a living. And at least Uber, for all its faults, and there are lots of things that we don't love about it, I love it because for me as the customer, it just works every time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's creating jobs.
Yeah.
Government's not creating jobs.
Yeah.
The companies in this country only have so many posts available.
True.
There are a lot of people out there who are talented, who are capable, who are trying desperately to just make a buck.
Yeah.
And at least this is one of the ways they can do it, right?
Definitely, definitely.
Well, all right. There we go. Please, if you are drunk and you see Gareth come up on Uber, do not bother the guy. Just request, if you see anybody, here's someone who says, by the way, Woody says, hey, Gareth, on the website, you can set up a tip limit for tipping Uber drivers. And Llewellyn says, Gareth, give this guy a job. Great radio voice, good personality. Don't leave him to be traumatized by youth like me. Mm-hmm. And... Colin says, question for Gareth the Uber driver. Is it wrong that my husband and I make the Uber driver go past the McDonald's drive-thru after a big night out? Does it make it better that we always offer to buy him some as well?
Actually,
they've probably been in your car, right?
Yeah,
that's why you're laughing.
Probably.
You probably know this one.
And the guys always offer, like, Gareth, are you hungry? You like something? And I'm like, when I'm hungry, I'm like, yeah, sure, guys. Give me something, you know?
Yeah.
I would say... the mature guys always offer you something. It's always the young kids who want to eat in your car. By the way, I'm not sure if you guys know as riders that you're not allowed to eat in an Uber car.
Oh, right.
For simple reasons. I mean, I'm going to drop you off right now, and within 2 minutes, Gareth requests an Uber. He needs to find it smelling clean.
Right.
Car has to be clean.
Like McDonald's burgers.
There we go.
Right.
But then people, you know, you always get all kinds of people who are just stubborn. Guys want to smoke in the car. Guys want to drink in the car. And, like, Every time. The thing is, I think for me, the most important thing as Uber driver is learning how to be patient and how to be professional. That is by far the best thing ever.
And the most important thing for us as customers is realizing that that is not your car.
Exactly.
Don't disrespect it.
Yeah. And what about those people when you arrive at their house and there are 10 people and they all want to squeeze into your car? You can only take 3, right? Yep.
I can only take 4 max, 1 up front, 3 at the back.
4 max, okay.
And
they want to sit on each other's laps. Yeah. I know, don't worry, we squeeze in.
The family
look at her and you're like, honey, you're the you weigh 500 pounds all on your own. There's no squeezing in.
You always get those.
They can all sit on top of my fold.
It's just around the corner. We're not going so far. I'm like, come on, guys. The thing is, I will tell you right now, I'm sure a lot of Uber drivers have actually helped out some families in such situations. And by families, I'm talking about a group of girls probably from a concert or something.
Yeah.
And it's like 5 of them and they're out there, it's cold and you're
like the Justin Bieber girls.
Yes, yes, there we go. And you're like, should I leave them? And they're really being, they're so sweet, like, please, please, we promise we're gonna behave. I'm like, and I'm thinking, what if I get caught by the cops, you know? So the rule is on Uber, if it's more than 5, more than 4 people, you gotta let them know, to request another Uber, and you have to cancel the trip and let them know. But yeah, it's always, guys always play on your weak spot. And they're like, Gareth, please, behave. If the cops come, one of us will duck and pretend we're not there. I'm like, okay, what if he opens the window and he sees all 5 of you at the back?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so yeah, you always come across that. You always come across that.
Well, listen, dude, good to see you again.
Yeah.
I hope that this weekend is not too traumatic for you. Let's hope that all your passengers are decent people.
This is a weekend of making good money. People got paid. Or people will be getting
paid. Yes, absolutely.
Hey, she loves it.
Woo! The weekend is here and it's payday, bitches!
So there's going to be a lot of surges around, probably tonight and tomorrow and Sunday. People got money, so this is like heaven for Uber drivers.
All right, man. Thank you very much for coming to see us.
Thank you so much. All
right, dude, keep up the good work.
We'll do.
I mean, hell. And say hi to your mom and sister.
We'll do.
All right, dude.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. This is especially for you. Right. Gareth the Uber driver. You gotta go. Is it too late? Sorry now. I'm not just trying to get you back. Alrighty, it's Justin Bieber with Sorry. Yeah. Mubs, what are the most critical requirements for companies in today's business environment?
Ben?
No, I'm not that essential, my buddy. You know, I need last off every day.
Communications and technology, of course.
Of course.
Of course,
I mean,
you knew that.
I was going to say that after, you know, getting Ben's response.
You just wanted to give him a chance. I understand.
Yeah.
He just wants me in every workplace.
That's right. Communications and technology. And who better to deliver this to you than the iConnect telecoms people? That's right. From internet connectivity to voice and cloud platforms to the latest IT solutions and more. iConnect ensures maximum uptime and productivity with more reliable connectivity and the necessary support and backup. Did you hear that? Necessary support and backup. So you're never stuck and they go, oh, sorry, we can't send out a technician for 3 days. They've got the backup. They've got the support. These guys are onto it. You've got to get with iConnect. Type it into your browser right now. Stop being an idiot. All right, are you listening to me? iConnect is the answer. All delivered by a single solution provider. Go to iConnectSA.co.za. Got it? What's that address, Ben? iConnectSA.co.za.
Yes, Gareth, that's correct. That's the address.
The one provider to manage all your communications. iConnect! As opposed to people that don't connect. We're not interested in them. iConnect. Got it?
Got it.
Put that in the pipe. Right? Take a big, long drag of that from the pipe. It's called iConnect. Damn straight. All right, look who's here. This man, Jay Beats. Yes. I'm not going to use your real name because that's lame. You're a rapper. Rappers don't use their real names. I mean, who called Kelvin Broadus? Who's going to say that to Snoop Dogg, right?
Is that his name?
Kelvin Broadus, exactly.
He doesn't even look like a Kelvin.
No, he doesn't, right? So Jay Beats is here, everybody. Tell me what's happening, man.
So
tell me your story.
Okay, so I just moved out here to Johannesburg from Cape Town. I moved out here this year. alone because I wanted to pursue my music.
And alone is important because if you have too many bitches, you just you can't focus on your music.
Especially when they're after your riches.
Is that right?
That's right. Well, distractions.
So you're originally from Cape Town. Yeah. And how old are you now?
I'm turning 20.
Jeez, man. So you're just getting into it. Jobs before this?
No. Well, I'm with an agency, so I'd get money through, like, doing commercials and stuff.
What, modeling?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a schmo.
You know, it's the height. It's the height. That's all.
Yeah. Stand up. Let me see how tall you are. I didn't see you when you came in. Yeah, okay. No, you're tall. Yeah, what, 6'4", 6'5"?
5.
Yeah. Shit.
5,
okay.
I think.
All right. You're getting a lot of work?
Yeah, I just did a Sprite commercial, actually. So that's going to come out. I just got paid for it yesterday, so it's going to
nice. Is there good money in Sprite commercials?
Sprite, yes, it is.
Give me
it
a ballpark.
Dude.
Come on, I'm interested. I'll never be a model. It's not like I'm going to compete for your money. Look at me. Look at me.
You don't even have to compete with me.
I look horrendous. No one's going to put me in a Sprite commercial. So, come on, what does it cost?
It's like...
What do they pay you for that?
8 or 9 for that.
8 or 9 one-off fee?
One-off, yes, one-off.
Really? They don't give you recurring fees for that if it goes on TV?
No, if it goes on TV, yes. But if it's like billboards and whatnot, then they pay more for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So now you got to wait for more of that stuff to come in.
To come in, yeah.
Okay, but they must like your look. And obviously, what, since you were young, people said to you, you must go into this modeling thing. You make some cash.
Yeah, no, they actually picked me up. I went with my friend at first. Because he does acting, so they asked me, are you with an agency? And that's how I got into it. Huh. They're like, oh, join us.
So you're a talented
join
model,
us.
Actor, and rapper.
Rapper, yes, but like rapping's the main.
Rapping's the thing.
The main, yeah.
All right, but if you're going to be a rapper, you can't let people know that you're also a schmodel, because schmodels are soft, right? Come on, rappers are hardcore.
I have a skull ring. This is not
okay,
soft at all. That's not hectic. Soft at all.
You must show your skull ring to Bevan Cullinan.
I should.
He's sitting here. Look at the skull ring.
Look
at
that.
He likes skulls. He's so into skulls.
He has one as well.
He's got one as well.
Oh, jeez.
That is lame. Everybody's got a fucking skull ring.
We should fist bump.
I just thought that was the ring of David Levinson.
Oh, is it David Levinson's ring? Okay.
Of him.
Oh, okay. All right, listen. Tell me about your music, man.
I have a 8-track EP that I'm going to give to you.
Good. You got it here?
Car copy. Yeah, it's in my bag. I'll give it to you after we talk.
I think I got it here. Let me look for this. Hang on. I'm sure the Flex has gone to the trouble of providing me with your song.
Well, it's based. The whole EP is basically like storytelling.
I got it.
There we go.
Your EP.
Number 2 is the one. Is like the. Yeah.
Let's listen to this.
Let's give people
a little of your flavor here.
Let's do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Here it is. This is from J Beats. It's called
Tayoti.
Okay.
Time is of the essence.
All right. Let's go. Time is of the essence.
Uh-huh. More bars than Kit Kat, I spit crack with a fiend gas. Yeah, I got just what it takes, and that's something that's all rappers lack. More bars than Kit Kat, I spit crack with a fiend gas. Yeah, I got just what it takes, and that's something that's all rappers lack. Time is of the essence, I ain't got time for no comments or no suggestions.
Take that.
More bars than Kit Kat, I spit crack with a fiend gas. Yeah, I got just what it takes, and that's something that's all rappers lack. Time is of the essence, I ain't got time for no comments or no suggestions.
Take that.
I'm a legend before the prime, a killer before the crime, a big before the
dime. No, you got it, man.
Thank you.
This is hard to do. Rap is really, do you think it's something you're born to do, or is it something you could teach yourself to do?
Bit of both. But I was born with it. I've been rapping for like five years now. Like, I took it serious like 5 years ago, like grade 10.
Where do you even start if you, because a lot of people who want to be rappers.
Music in the house. Oh, what do you mean? Like, how do you start?
No, like, how do you start getting into, like, rap is a tough thing to break into. You know, a lot of people who are in music in South Africa, I know they started off either singing in the church choir or.
I forgot to mention my mother's a pastor, but I don't
sing.
Oh,
there we go. You don't sing in the choir?
No.
You don't sing at all?
I don't sing at all.
You can't.
I try to.
I mean, you've got obviously you have a little bit of melody in what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So you have to be able to.
I try to
hear a note. Mm. Sure. Okay, but you didn't grow up singing in the choir or anything.
No.
And your mother's a pastor, not
my mother's
your,
a pastor.
And your dad?
My dad, he's an engineer.
Oh, that's all right.
Engineer. Yeah,
okay,
that's good.
So if your mom's a pastor, did she force a whole lot of Jesus down your throat, or are you happy about that?
Yes, but I told her not to. I didn't even attend a church. I don't even attend a church. I told her to be my mother, not my pastor. So.
Oh, really? And she's okay with that?
No, she's just chilled. She's
what a
chilled.
Cool mom.
Yeah, she is.
And are they the support you in this endeavor to become a rapper? I mean, do they think this is a good idea?
At first, no, but I don't. When it comes to when I'm passionate about something, she knows. Just let me go. She goes, I'm not gonna listen to her. I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
Like where I told her, I have
where
to
did you grow up in Cape Town?
I grew up in Observatory, but
Obs.
Now in Obs. In okay. Obs, yes.
Now, tell me about that scar above your eye.
I got it in Obs.
Right.
Yes,
what happened? You see, I'm leading up to something.
I was on. I was in Bumblebee, grade R. And I was going down the slide.
Kid.
I was a little kid.
I thought there'd
I didn't
be
try
like
to stab me in the eye or something.
No, I was hoping there'd be a really sexy story about how
I was a little
Rashad Stachy came up to you and like stabbed you in the eye
because I beat him in a battle rap.
Right? Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah. Good story. I should lie.
Don't tell people you were hurt in grade school.
Yeah.
Tell them that this happened to you because you got into a fight with a gang warlord.
And I was.
Tell them. They're not going. How are they going to know? It's Joburg. You're in Joburg now. They're not going to know the difference.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on. Don't mention names.
I won't.
Say, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then when they go, but come on, tell us. You go, look, I'm going to tell you this once, and I want you to shut up. If you ever ask me again, I'll do to you what I did to that guy. And they'll go, oh, and you say, this scar is from a knife. A panga. Say a panga. And the guy took me on, and I killed him. But I don't want to ever talk about it again, right?
Okay.
There, that'll get you all the street cred you ever wanted.
Jeez, that's the type of secret I need.
And it's complete bullshit, but only you and I know. And we won't tell anyone.
And everybody
else.
Listening.
Right, exactly. No, nobody knows. Don't worry.
Cliff.
Yeah.
I have an event happening at the Bannister Hotel. Right.
Where's the Bannister Hotel? I've never heard of this.
You have it?
No,
it's
tell
in
me
Bram.
Okay.
It's in Bram. It's near Kitchener's.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, first Thursday, 7th of July, from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m.
Are you inviting all of us?
Yes.
Okay, so people can pay at the door?
You don't have to.
No, please, I'm not going to come.
Stab. Yeah, people can pay at the door.
No, I don't mean that as an insult. I just don't leave home.
Okay.
Flax, you think that's funny?
Yeah, because it was misunderstood, so it was really funny in that context.
No, but if people want to come, they can go to the door, get your tickets at the door.
Yeah.
And you're going to be doing, what, freestyling?
Hell no.
Okay.
Hell no.
No, but you're going to be performing.
I'm going to be performing my EP. I'm going to tell, before I perform a song, I'm going to tell them why I wrote the song. Then I'm going to perform it for them.
Now, tell me about the story that weaves its way through this EP. What's the story?
It's storytelling. Like, this whole EP is either what happened that day or that night or my life in general.
Yeah, but this one that you've recorded?
Oh, Times of Essence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just...
What were you thinking about?
Time is of the essence. Like, I cannot procrastinate.
So you feel like you're in a hurry?
Kind of.
Yeah. Probably. You want to get ahead, right? You want to be successful.
Ahead. I do.
Sure.
Don't we all?
I think you got it. I mean, you seem like a guy who's got your head screwed on, right? What the hell do I know? Huh?
You have your own radio station.
Ugh, please.
And you're on Idols.
Ugh. What do you think of Idols?
Oh, it's good.
You like
judging?
It?
The judging.
No, you don't.
But I just
don't be nice. Tell the truth. What when you're sitting at
no,
home.
No, I watch, but I only watch it for like Wooden Mike.
Yeah.
Like,
me too. I also only watch it for the Wooden Mike. I get so bored when those people become good singers.
But good for them, though. Like, they're becoming successful artists.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of them.
All right. Would you ever do collaborations?
Yes, of course.
Sure, just the right people, huh?
College. Yeah, just the right people.
Who would you work with? Who do you look up to in South African rap?
MT School. MT. You
MT? Yeah, you didn't go immediately for Casper or AKA. I'm impressed.
Okay, cool.
What do you think of them? You want to start some beef right here?
No.
Go on.
I don't need all that.
You sure?
But but they are doing good though. I think Casper is in the US. Oh, both of them are.
Yeah.
In the US.
BET Awards at the moment.
Yes.
I hope they get dressing rooms right next to each other.
Oh, jeez.
In fact, I hope they have to share the same dressing room. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
Hmm? Then I'll have to sort out their shit. Wouldn't that be terrific?
You think that's serious? Between them?
Nah, I think they've made the whole thing up.
There we go.
You agree, huh?
I agree with you.
Yeah, you think it's all made up to get people excited about their music.
I mean, they did get excited.
And their music is good, let's give them credit.
No, it is good. It is, sure. At the end of the day, it's good.
But this is all marketing.
I study marketing, music business marketing. So.
Okay. Yeah. So what's your plan to get some extra attention? Are you also going to pick a fight with somebody?
No, I'm going to just try
pick a fight with Gareth right
I'm
now.
I'm going to. I was going to say, I was just going to try and get the clips.
Say something outrageous. Say something really shitty about me as I kick you out of the studio. Then the headline can be Gareth kicks Jay Beats out of the studio. Come on. Are you quite busy on Twitter and Facebook and all the rest of it?
Yes.
Okay. How can we find you?
JBeats021. And that's Beats with a Z just to spice things up.
JBeats with a Z, 021 for Cape Town.
Cape Town code, yes.
You Cape Townians just can never shake that, huh?
Jeez.
You love Cape Town.
We do.
Cape Town people they fall over themselves.
Dude, I thought you were from Cape Town at first.
Whatever gave you that idea?
Because you look like a Cape Townian.
Really?
Yeah, you do.
Ugh, I don't know if that's an insult or a compliment.
No, it's not. It's a compliment.
Think, Ben? Compliment or insult?
Insult.
Yeah. Ben's also from Cape Town.
That's how it starts.
He's also from Cape Town.
Is it?
Yeah. He barely went to school there.
Wait, what? Then why did you move here?
Well, why haven't
you moved here? His parents kicked him out of the house at age 4.
No, Joburg's a cool place to live. Cape Town's a nice place to go to.
That's true.
It's like caravans. You might do it once or twice, but you're never going to drive around in a caravan.
Listen, Jay Beats, I'm very pleased we met you this morning, and I hope it goes really well with you. Tell us about that bar again and where we can go and where you're performing. The what hotel?
The Bannister Hotel.
Bannister Hotel.
Yes.
But you'll also be talking about it on your social media.
I will.
All right, man. I hope it goes really well. Seriously.
Thank you.
I hope you make lots and lots of money. You become a massive rap star and we could say that you were here first.
I hope that you help me through that way.
What do you want? I'm giving you an interview. What else do you want from me?
Yeah, you know what? Let's just be friends. Let's fist bump it to make it official. Fuck, we're friends.
Get out of here. All right, I'm going to play a little bit of your song, and I've got to get to someone else, but thank you for popping by, dude.
It's all good.
Awesome. Nice to meet you. Jay Beats, everybody. Let's. Shall I play this one again?
Tyote, yeah, you can.
You like it? All right, let's go with Tyote. There we go. Time is of the essence.
Boss and Kit Kat, I spit crack with a bean jack. Yeah, I got just what it takes, and that's something that all rappers lack. More balls than Kit Kat, I spit crack with a bean jack. Yeah, I got just what it takes, and that's something that y'all rappers lack. Time is of the essence. I ain't got time for no comments or no suggestions. More balls than Kit Kat. I spit crack with a bean jack. Yeah, I got just what it takes, and that's something that y'all rappers lack. Time is of the essence. I ain't got time for no comments or no suggestions. Look, I'm a legend before the prime, a killer before the crime, a big before the dying. Got me writing rhymes over time so I can shine and my sound can last a lifetime. Lyrics illmatic, the game about to be mine, cause the flow stays scorching, cautious. This the type of rhymes a brother gets all lost in. I'm a stone cold stunner, words of Steve Austin. Black skin, but the soul gold is so foreign. Flossing, now I don't do it often. If you against me, I leave a MC slaughtered. Time is of the essence, so watch the come up. I'm about to rise and shine like the sun up. More balls than Kit Kat, I spit crack with a bean jack. Yeah, I got just what it takes, and that's something that y'all rappers lack. Time is of the essence, I ain't got time for no comments or no suggestions.
Take that.
More balls than Kit Kat, I spit crack with a bean jack. Yeah, I got just what it takes, and that's something that y'all rappers lack. Time is of the essence, I ain't got time for no comments or no suggestions.
Take that.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
My buddy's just walked in with really great news.
So
great.
Sky,
I love running my own business. Isn't it great? Tell them what's happened, Mavs.
Word on the Cliff Central streets is that the men's bathroom in this building don't work.
The men's bathroom doesn't work. In other words, what, we don't have water in the bathroom?
You won't be able to flush whatever ends up in the toilet bowl.
Okay. Why is it the women's palace boudoir is always perfect? Firstly, it's three times the size. It's beautiful. And
you know what?
Works.
I'm so tired. We've got the worst little bathroom, the guys in this building, the worst.
Oh.
And now whatever is in there is going to be there all weekend, you're telling me?
Yes.
Who told you this? Who's your source?
Flex told me because he's busy figuring out how many trips he's going to have to make to the gym around the corner when he needs to use the loo.
Well, that's not a great loo either.
Rashida, do you know anything about this toilet issue that we've got going on? I mean, this sounds to me like a horrible scenario.
Yes, I do. It happened yesterday in the evening.
Oh, man.
Ew. Greg stopped me from going inside. He saved me.
And you know what's going to happen? We've got, like, the comedy guys now. They're going to be disgusting. Oh. They're all going to shit in there. Then we got the sex show. And, I mean, on Friday, that's the worst day for the toilets to not work. The sex show. Then Casper De Vries and his team of, like, 1,000 people. I mean, it's like Grand Central Station here on a Friday. Plus then O'Neill's going to have a bunch of rappers in here later on. And they're all going to take a shit, too. You know what this means, Mubs? We're going to have to use the women's toilet.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yes.
No,
that's what you're telling me.
No, that's not what I said.
Oh, that woman's toilet's had a far too good since day one left.
We never implemented a unisex toilet policy in this building. It's not about to start now.
Yeah, but if someone identifies as desperate, they need to go.
That's what you think. All right, here's a quick thing you need to know. CliffCentral.com are proud to be the digital media partner for the CEO Sympathy Sleepout 2016. We discussed this yesterday with Yusuf Abramji. Last year, the CEO Sleepout became the single biggest charity fundraiser in South African history, and we're going to play our part in making this year even bigger and even better. We invite you to join us in staging a massive Sympathy Sleepout at your office on the night of the 28th of July 2016. You know what happens, right? The CEO is all going to go and sleep on Nelson Mandela Bridge that night. They did this last time. You remember the story, Mavs.
Mm-hmm.
And in sympathy with them and with the people who don't have homes, anybody at any business can do the same thing. So here's how you do it. South African businesses will show how much heart they have, and you can be part of that. It's 800 Rand for the whole business to register and become an official partner. You and your team could be part of something really powerful, moving and uplifting. As a participant in the Sympathy Sleepout, you commit to contributing to change with non-monetary items for the charity you choose to nominate. Visit theceosleepoutza.co.za. Got it? theceosleepoutza.co.za and click on the Sympathy Sleepout tab. That's theceosleepoutco.za, right? Got it? theceosleepoutza.co.za. Get in there and join us because it's going to be a hell of a night. The 28th of July is when it all goes down and we want you to be a part of it. Got it?
Yes.
Yeah, Ben, you're going to be sleeping out here on the floor.
No, I'll be sleeping at home.
No, you won't. You miserable ass. You're going to be joining us, whether you like it or not, Matlock. All right, a quick look at the lineup. I've pretty much gone through the day for you already when we were talking about the toilets, but let me see what I've left out. Dave Levinson's in with Bevan Cullinan and Eric Janssen, and they're going to be talking about everything in comedy today. They're going to talk about the gig guide going to Grahamstown and a bunch of other stuff. Jonty Sylvan team, Tantric Sex.
Yes.
So that's going to be the whole hour of just non-stop tantric sex with Jonty and the Sex Talk team. Casper's back with his show. Oh, Casper sent me a voice note. You see why I don't like to have too many guests on a Friday, Flex? I always end up running into things that I need to play, like Casper's voice note. Do you want to hear it? I really hope this is a voice note about the show, otherwise it's going to be embarrassing for him.
Hi, good morning, everyone. It's 10 to 5 here at my place, and I had chakalaka chicken.
Uh-oh.
That toilet story gets worse and worse.
It cuts out, yeah.
Hi, good morning, everyone.
So he starts again.
It is about 10 to 5 here. in
you
my zone.
You have to run off to the shitter right
and,
there.
And I was working very hard on the show for today,
uh-huh.
Yesterday, so I had some chakalaka chicken from Pick n Pay.
Uh-oh.
It's quite nice, chakalaka chicken. And then I was still hungry, so I had chips, the Mrs. Bull's or Simba's, Mrs. Bull's flavor. And then I had two chops.
God. He's struggling.
Two chops and two eggs.
Oh.
With Stoney.
Oh.
In jail.
With Stoney.
And now I'm sitting on the toilet at 10 to 5 in the morning. I'm going to hold myself in, so Gareth, if you want to play rude noises, you can. Thank you. So, I'm looking forward to the show. I might be doing it with a little catheter,
yeah.
Oh, God, I mustn't laugh, eh? Because then...
You could shit yourself, yeah.
11 o'clock. Oh, I've got Neil Sandilands, Yvonne van der Berg. We've got the boss of Body Tech. We got lots of stuff. But lots of stuff.
All right, there we go. There's Casper. I'm really not looking forward to the bathroom situation, but we'll figure it out. As for the rest of the weekend, I hope you have an excellent one. Keep it on cliffcentral.com. Thank you very much for joining us today. Thank you to all of our guests. Thank you to Mubs, to Ben, to Flex, to Pashida, to Duncan, and to you, most importantly. We will see you... When will we see you? On Monday. Cliffcentral.com.